17 Palestinian families who were evacuated from their homes in the north of the Jordan Valley returned to their land to find that their land, homes, and agriculture had been destroyed by Israeli forces. The Israeli military issued an order to evacuate 8 families from the village of Al-Bazik and 9 from Burj al-Meitar from their homes in order to conduct military training exercises in the area. The press have been banned by the Israeli army from entering the area. The residents say Israeli army has destroyed their crops, which is their only source of income, during the exercises.
Israel started since then a new way of expulsion by pressuring more on the communities there in many ways, and pressuring on the community by not allowing them to develop any kind of infrastructure from housing to water or whatever. And on the other hand, they started what the so-called military trainings programs in this area. And every time they were forcing different families, Bedouin families from different locations to leave or flew outside of these areas.
The families from the Jordan Valley state that they are continuously harassed by the Israeli soldiers and they are evacuated from the area and left homeless on a regular basis. Ayman Rabi, Secretary General of Palestinian Hydrology Group for the Jordan Valley, says that the Israeli army imposes heavy restrictions on the residents in order to press the families to leave the area.
They are transferring people from the area where they've been living since many years, more than 50 years, 60 years, even more, to other places. So the displacement of the people is, of course, they have to dismantle everything. They have to dismantle their houses. Or their tents, in fact. They have to just shift the way that they have been grazing the areas. They are banned from using the areas that is the source for their income, for their livestock, and for their livelihood.
The Jordan Valley lies in Area C, which is under full Israeli military control. The Palestinian residents are forbidden from construction work, including building health centres and schools. And Tel Aviv is pressing ahead with its rapid settlement expansion policy in the area. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Jordan Valley.